Drive Time on 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
First of the Cape, Drive Time, welcome back to the show. 0829 913 913 is the WhatsApp line. I see a WhatsApp University has now produced a huge amount of ivermectin professors. Everybody's now an expert in ivermectin. If you are promoting it, tell me what is it? What does it do? I'm going to ask my producer Ibrahim tomorrow to get an expert to talk to us about the drug ivermectin and its efficacy. Exactly what is it? And has it helped people with COVID-19? We need to get to the bottom of this. Third division side, Kapstadt FC, has brought a petition against Cape Town City over the use of Hartlevale Stadium in observatory. The community team, FC Kapstadt, has accused the city of Cape Town of unfairness and favouring the PSL team over them. Online for comment, we've got Chairman of the Observatory Civic Association, Leslie London, and CEO of FC Kapstadt, Zaid Omar. Unfortunately, we couldn't get hold of somebody from Cape Town City or the city. But Leslie London and Zaid, welcome.
Thank you, Shafiq, for having us.
Salam, Shafiq. Shukran for having us again.
Walaikum salam, Zaid. Leslie, I'm going to go to you, OBS Civic Association. What is your take on what's been going on here? This has been a saga that's been playing itself out for some time. Kapstadt FC have been there, to my understanding, since 2008. Now Cape Town City are in need of a field, and here is a conflict. So how does the Observatory Civic Association see all of this?
Well, we've also been very concerned about the way the decisions have been made in giving up what is essentially public land, open land, and land which is zoned for community use, for sports use, for a private commercial entity. It was in 2017 that members of the observatory community suddenly found themselves locked out of a field that they had used before for many years because a palisade fence appeared. And we were not consulted. There was no public participation process as there should be. And there was a deal struck with Cape Town City Football Club behind closed doors. And now it seems that repeat of that sort of closed, unconsultative decision-making is happening again. And we're not very happy about it at all because we think there should be a participative planning process for the whole precinct.
Very quickly, is there room for Cape Town City? Some people would say we need a professional football team. They need a ground because looks like the city is going to allow the rugby unions to push football out of Cape Town Stadium. That's my feeling at the moment. So is there a place for Cape Town City?
Well, there's obviously a place for Cape Town City in Cape Town, but it has to be a process that's not decided behind closed doors and is done transparently. There are many potential sites for a stadium. And the development in the area, which is actually an urban park, and the city have not played ball on this matter. It's an urban park, so you can't go around putting up huge constructions without proper planning processes. And it seems like the city is happy to exercise discretion in deviating from its own planning processes when it wants, but doesn't allow the public to have any say in these matters.
Yes, I mean, very quickly, we're getting away from football just for a couple of seconds, but this is the same city that wants to construct 20-story skyscrapers just overlooking Hartlevale by the river, isn't it?
Yeah, so the skyscrapers are not 20-story, but they are 50 metres high, or 44 metres high.
And, that's high enough, yeah.
You can picture the grain silo in Salt River, Premier Grain Silo. That's more or less the height. There'll be about three or four of those buildings, absolutely enormous buildings. And that development was approved by the Municipal Planning Tribunal rezoning, which we're very opposed to for various reasons, obviously. And we are pretty convinced that the decision around the Hartlevale Stadium and that rezoning are all linked and are all part of some plan the city is not being open about.
So would you be accusing the Cape Town City of some skullduggery in committees? Can we go that far?
Well, obviously, I can't accuse them. I'm Skull Thackeray.
I would love to.
What I can say is that the city's decision-making processes are not consistent with what municipal regulations say they should be. What Cape Town City Football Club is doing is their own business, and one day they might have to account for it, but I can't say what they're doing. But it really is unfair what's transpiring at the moment. And the fact that amateur football clubs are being kicked around is just, it's just of no concern to the city, and it should be.
I'm sure you'd agree that Zaid will be happy to hear it, that FC Kaapstad, I'm sure, Kaapstad FC, is a vital element of the local community because it's giving opportunities for people in the community to come and play football and to have a recreational opportunity.
For sure. And, I know friends whose children have gone through FC Kaapstad, in their playing careers as youth. And we support programs that develop the youth. Commercial football clubs must find their own way. They mustn't get special handouts from the public purse.
Zaid Umar, let's go to you. I mean, this has been a long saga, hasn't it? You've been fighting this for some time. What is the status right now? Has FC Kaapstad been locked out of Hartley Vale? Have you been shifted to playing in the car park? What's the status?
Shukran Shafiq, we have not been moved out of Hartley Vale. We are still occupying a field and a clubhouse at Hartley Vale, which is the D field, which is the field right next to the old or the former sand circus locked in between the hockey stadium and the former circus. So we are still there. We have not moved. What has happened in 2017, though, is that we have not been allowed by way of a lease which was issued to Cape Town City for Hartley Vale A field, which is the old stadium field. So we're still there, but we have been there since 2008 without a lease agreement after we were promised that we were going to be issued a long-term lease agreement as a result of our move from the Greenpoint Common in 2008 as a result of developing the land for the now Greenpoint Urban Park.
Have you got all of this in writing, this promise that you could become, I think, the lessee or lessor of the old Hartley Vale Stadium?
Yes, we have a lot of emails in writing. The City of Cape Town, even when we arrived at Hartley Vale in 2009, issued us a one-year lease agreement, and the first page, the second and the first two pages of that particular one-year lease agreement even described the background around our move from Greenpoint to Hartley Vale, but it does not state the long-term agreement which we reached in a meeting with all the necessary role players, including the then City of Cape Town 2010 team and all the various departments. So the upshot of the entire matter was back then when they issued us a one-year lease instead of a long-term lease agreement, which of course became the start point of the upshot.
What has been the attitude of Cape Town City to this? I know that John Comitas is also not happy in the sense that he's also looking for a home ground for his club because a Cape Town Stadium, it looks like, is going to go to rugby, and I think football is going to be sidelined at Cape Town Stadium.
Well, he's not happy at all, but first and foremost, he knew from the day we moved in Hartley Vale that FC Kaapstad was based and are the primary users and the resident club of Hartley Vale A since 2008. He is, of course, looking for a home ground for himself in terms of playing home matches and a stadium, and of course he's also then searched for a training facility, which he then, of course, approached the City of Cape Town for in relation to Hartley Vale A field, and then, of course, applied for a lease agreement to Hartley Vale A field in 2017 without consulting us. Neither did the City of Cape Town consult the primary user or the resident club, which is FC Kaapstad, nor did Cape Town City. And I think from Cape Town City's side, that showed very disrespectful, to, in my opinion. And, of course, him knowing me, knowing what we stand for, was kind of showing his intent or what he stood for. Municipal acts, the laws, the usage criteria in place really demands that the City of Cape Town and other clubs consult with the primary users of a particular facility. You don't just come in and take over a facility, do you? The matter of them needing a home ground for their matches as in a stadium, well, there's Athlone Stadium. The new Cape Town Stadium, of course, is going to be leased to Western Province Rugby. But there will be opportunities, I think, when the rugby season is not on, when they will be having an opportunity to use Cape Town Stadium. But I still believe that Athlone Stadium is a facility for PSL matches. And a commercial body like Cape Town City should have planned to get themselves a stadium even before they establish themselves or go into the business of running a professional football club.
Now, although to add a footnote, I think Cape Town City authorities need to take Athlone Stadium seriously if they want it for football, to make it less southeaster invaded and have better security at PSL games, because security at Athlone Stadium from half of the city is normally quite atrocious.
Yeah, I do think there is that sort of problem at Athlone Stadium, but I don't think Cape Town City sees, and I think that's in my opinion, sees Athlone Stadium as a venue that is as attractive for their supporters, or the venue itself doesn't possibly lend to their marketing strategy or whatever it might be. But I do believe that Athlone Stadium has been the home of football for many, many, many years, and it was built specifically to service that particular need as well as Cape Town Stadium been. But Cape Town Stadium, as we know, does not bring in the necessary financial reward to the City of Cape Town in order for them to motivate the white elephant that it's become.
Right now, in terms of FCC Kaapstad, obviously your club's not going to go anywhere. What is the city telling you now when you approach the city with your documents in hand and say, listen, guys, we had a previous agreement? What is their response? I mean, are you going to be taking legal action in terms of this? Because from what you're telling me, it sounds like the breaking of an agreement, a breach of trust.
Yes, definitely. You're spot on. It was a break of an agreement and it was a break of trust. And, of course, the City of Cape Town reneged on their agreement, on their promised agreement to move us to Hartleyville on a long-term lease as a result of our move from Greenpoint. What the city is doing now, they're ignoring that agreement. They're ignoring it. They're saying it's not, they can't look at it. It's too far gone. Some of the officials who were in the City of Cape Town who reached that agreement with me are no longer there. I met with several mayors, several MACO members, and of course they don't see any merit in it. In fact, when the 2017 lease agreement to Cape Town City went to Sub-Council 16 hearing, none of the Sub-Council 16 hearing officials even took it into account in our objection. So what has happened now is they issued Cape Town City a 3-year lease or 2-year and 11-month lease in 2017, which now has expired on the 31st of December 2020. We then immediately applied for a lease for Hartleyville D, which is the field we're occupying currently, and Hartleyville A field. Cape Town City, on the other hand, has also apparently applied for a lease for Hartleyville A field and Malta Park B field, which is the field where the AstroTurf is. So Cape Town City and us essentially are now going head-to-head in applying for a lease for Hartleyville A. And, of course, we occupied Hartleyville A field from 2009 right up until 2017, more longer than Cape Town City. And, of course, we were there first. But our presence and our good work, which we believe we've been putting into the community and at the field, our investment is not being taken serious by the City of Cape Town. They say that they have followed all the necessary protocols and procedures in awarding that lease to Cape Town City in 2017. We say we were not consulted, and if those processes were done completely correctly, they would have informed the Observatory Civic Association, all the other sports, community sports clubs in the area of a particular possibility of a lease towards Cape Town City. None of that happened. All they did was advertise in the community newspapers, which we then picked up on and then started to object. But we were never given or afforded the opportunity to even consider to lease the field from 2009 up until 2017 and, of course, after 2017. Now, however, in 2020 or 2021, we have now been afforded the opportunity to lease what we believe is supposed to be our spiritual home.
Final comment, Leslie London, Chairman, Observatory Civic Association. I assume that you will be supporting FCC Kaapstad with the application and wherever they want to take things.
Yes, for sure. So we have already written a letter of support, and I'd also like to invite your listeners to sign a petition that we've put together at obs.org.za, which is basically objecting to the extension of the lease without any sort of public participation. So people are welcome to sign on, and we are going to take that to the city in support of FC Kaapstad.
Leslie London, Chairman, Observatory Civic Association, Zaid Omar, CEO of FC Kaapstad, fighting to get a field, which they have been at since 2008, but a lot of things going on in between the lines, as it were. Leslie London, Zaid Omar, thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you so much.
Shukran, Shafiq. Thanks for having us again.
Pleasure.
Drive Time on 91.3. Always.